You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the NBD show number 74, Toilet Issues and Happy Wives. Today, we are short a few NBD members. General George is, he got some toilet issues, so we don't really know what's going on.
Supposedly
his toilet is not
working. Oh, is it supposedly?
About 5 minutes before this episode was supposed to record.
So toiletly, I believe, is the correct thing.
I think it happened about 30 minutes before the show, too, which is kind of weird.
It's ridiculous.
It was his own fault.
I thought it was made up.
And the GOM, his wife runs his life, so...
Starting early, shots over the bow.
Hey, somebody's got to be loaded for bear, you know what I'm saying?
Shots over the bow.
And Ken, he's got some girl issues, too. He's got to see. So, it's just going to be the few of us tonight. I'll introduce myself. It's Shook Knight. To my left is...
Hello, it's Vaughn.
David at Bear the Terror.
Justin at Wireless Freak.
Brandon at the Cougar Bait.
And so now we got a few topics to talk about.
Hey, did you guys know? Can you believe we made it to 10 episodes?
This is 5.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
But it's almost 10.
Oh,
if you round up.
Never mind.
Well, yeah, don't you remember?
Math class.
Never mind.
Oh, no,
never mind, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
501 is 600.
Absolutely. No. 550 or higher, you round up. 549 or lower, you round down.
Yeah, so if we're rounding, it's 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good call.
Much.
Yeah.
It's always full.
Suck it, Adam.
It's always
Corolla.
Full over here.
Yeah.
I drive a Corolla. Anyways.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what?
What are you talking about Corollas for?
Adam Corolla.
I said suck it, Adam Corolla.
Oh.
You know, he's got a podcast.
Wait, why?
He's got a podcast. And
he seems nice.
Joe Rogan, too. He has a podcast.
It's just a competition.
Yeah
we're better.
All
we're
we need
up.
Is sleeves, and we're Joe Rogan.
We're coming up.
What? Like tap
tattoo
sleeves? I was going to say I'm wearing sleeves.
Yeah.
Are you not wearing sleeves?
No.
They don't call them bare, naked, the tear
right
for
now.
Nothing. God, this is the longest intro ever.
Oh,
go for it.
All right, so I guess we'll jump right into our first topic. Who wants to talk about the iPhone 7? It's a pretty hot topic.
We have, 3 out of the 5 people are Android fanatics. Mm-hmm. Or no, Apple fanatics,
Apple.
iOS fanatics. So Vaughn and I are going to go drink, and you guys have fun.
Yeah.
No, we need your guys' input, because want the reality check of a person that uses
then.
A phone that's not convenient.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even though Apple says that the hype and enthusiasm is not as high as it is every year, they're still predicting sellout.
Well, they always sell out.
Yeah, you only make 5. It's very easy to sell out.
5 million.
Yeah.
Billion.
That's not that many.
I'm just telling
okay,
you.
Okay, so let's go around. I don't know. We don't want to go through everything they announced because, dude, that's a whole podcast on its own.
Yeah, so how about a quick survey?
Because it's already been done before, so there's no need to talk about it.
It's true.
It has never been done by the number one company in the world.
What? A new phone come out? Every
all
year.
All these features have been happened for. They've all occurred from less superior companies.
Really? Because I think Android removed the headset jack like in April.
But then they
failed.
Put it back, right?
No, they kept it off. There's
on what phone? They make 1,000 phones.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's some of these Chinese and Asian companies.
Because everyone wants a little slice of the best.
A little bit of
Huawei
in your ear.
You can't beat them, join them, right? That's Apple's mentality.
Exactly.
Can't beat them, join them.
Can't do it right. Apple's going to do it right.
Oh.
It just starts at the very beginning.
So do we want to start off right with the most controversial part of the iPhone announcement?
Well, really quick, I want to know, out of the 3 iPhone users, who's upgrading to the 7?
I will be upgrading to the 7.
All right. Bear?
I won't because I want to pay my current phone off before I upgrade.
I'll only do it if there's a solid trade-in deal. I can't drop another $800.
$800 on a phone.
He buys them straight out, dude.
Yeah.
Well, at the
I
end of the day,
straight out too,
he's a baller.
$400 for my phone.
No, for the top phone, it's $1,300.
That is ridiculous. And it only lasts a year.
Sounds like you guys are getting scammed.
It only lasts a year if you upgrade again. It'll last you for a long time.
They make quality.
About 2 years.
No, it'll last
it doesn't sound
that.
Like they make quality. Why would I need to upgrade?
My phone has lasted It's 2 years old now, and it still lasts a full charge on a full day, a full day on a charge.
And it's still
Every other Android user.
Please. I don't know. A lot of Android people I know have their stuff plugged in all day, or they plug it in the car on the way to work.
Hey, I do that only so I don't have the fear. You know, I got kids and wives and people like that.
We don't need to have the fear.
We're cautious
people. Yeah.
I thought I just heard wives.
Yeah.
Yeah, multiple.
That's how I do it. You didn't know?
Yeah. Okay.
I got one in California, one in Wisconsin, one in Korea.
Ziggy's down with polygy.
Heck yeah. It's only polygamy if I marry, if it's all in the United States, right? The Korean one doesn't count.
Oh.
Wow.
Konnichiwa. Oh, wait, that's not Korean.
Japanese.
Domo arigato.
Yo wasayo.
Still incorrect.
Yo wasayo.
Zikyik.
Oh, no. Now
that's
when
talking.
No. That's Cantonese.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We know a little Cantonese, right?
Yeah. I think it means come.
Oh!
Great.
You got a little zit on your shirt there, bro.
I'm pretty sure that's what zik yik means.
Somebody needs to verify that and let us know.
I'm pretty sure
correct.
That you've been had.
Yeah, possibly.
I think Google Translate might differ with that translation.
Maybe, but look it up. But anyways.
Back to the iPhone.
Yeah, okay. I mean, my biggest thing is Apple's so sophisticated, it's just iOS 9, iOS 10. I mean, Android's got to come out with funny little gimmick names.
Well, let's not compete with the whole Android versus iPhone. We can just talk about
it's
the
no
iPhone
contest.
Release.
Yeah. And then you guys can tear it up from there.
No, I think, yeah, the iPhone, it's a they make a quality product. You can't knock that.
No, heck no.
And that it's different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. And the iPhone is for certain people, and Android is for everybody else.
I'm just not a follower.
So I've had an Android. I've had an Android, and I will admit that I do like the widgets on the screen and some of that stuff. I don't know how functional that is in real life. I've only used it at a hacker conference, and the phone was garbage anyway. It was the Moto G.
Yeah, but that was a garbage phone to begin with.
I know. I wasn't going to go out and pay $500 for a burner phone.
Totally understandable.
But that's one thing I think that Apple can make better is the actual they need to refresh the UI. It's been the same since the very beginning.
Yeah.
But it's rock solid and people know how to use it. I mean, you can give an iPhone to somebody who had the iPhone 1 and they know exactly how to use the thing. So that's a benefit. I think it's easy for old people to use.
That's a fact. That's a huge selling point for them. They even brought back the iPhone 4-inch. I think they call it the SE. Because of older people love the 4-inch.
Apple's far superior with their
solid
update model.
Elderlies.
Absolutely. Is that SE? They call them? Silver alerts or something?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's when you lose your old people?
Silver alerts?
Yeah. Well, Amber alerts
also
come out.
For the young people.
I didn't
silver
know that.
Alerts
no.
For your old people.
Really?
If you ever lose your old person, you got to issue a silver alert.
Do they
alert.
Blast that one on the freeway?
Oh, and they'll send a helicopter over looking for a 65-year-old. That's all you get, and then you
really?
Gotta like, oh man, what, can you do the helicopter?
Yeah, do it.
Do the helicopter. Another silver alert. This is a silver alert. We're looking for a 65-year-old male wearing a blue
just stalled a little bit.
Having a
non-flashback
right now.
Yep. Turning the trees.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Silver alerts.
First time I saw one was Florida.
It seems less important, though.
Yeah, you know, Amber Alert's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Silver Alert's like, did I win something?
To be fair, it's for old people that have Alzheimer's and don't know where they're at. That's why it's more. It's just not an old person that didn't come home on time.
Oh.
It's for people that have, like, Alzheimer's.
Boom.
That don't know where they're at.
Boom, you have Apple Watch. Find my iPhone. You find your old
phone. Okay, so the 911 feature they announced is pretty fucking sick.
What's that?
So they have a you can either do it from your watch or from your phone. You basically hit an emergency button, and it will call 911 or the equivalent of wherever you're at based on its locations. It'll text your family members your geographic location based on the GPS. And it does one other thing. Oh, yeah, it texts your emergency contact your actual physical location.
Yep.
So, like, let's say if you roll your car and you're pinned and you can't do anything. You could just hit this button. It'll call 911 and text your family your location.
So it's a life alert.
OnStar.
Totally. Yes, it is like life OnStar. Alert. It's like if I've fallen, I can't get up.
So it's yeah.
Again,
that's
they took
been
another
had before. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, but
that was cool when I saw the infomercial 6 years ago.
True, but it's cool that they put it into their product, right?
Yeah, now you don't have to carry around a life alert.
Android doesn't do that.
But let's say it's on your left arm and that arm is pinned and I can't do it. Life alert, it's at least around my chest on a sweet necklace. I can almost always get to my chest.
But does life alert work outside of the house?
I don't think so. You have to be
everywhere.
On Wi-Fi.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, it's not on Wi-Fi. It's on cellular.
Oh, yeah. Because
that thing's been way around.
Are you guys knocking life alert right now?
We don't have life alert.
Yeah.
Well, no, me neither. But it sounds like you guys are hating on it right now.
Well, I think what Justin is saying is it's just one small feature that Apple's like.
But we don't know that Android doesn't do it. Just because Android doesn't do these crazy releases.
It probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go digging in that marketplace, it's very expansive. And you can probably find an app that does something similar.
It just comes down to doing multiple things at probably the best or near the top in their categories.
That sounds right.
The Apple Watch is going to replace everything.
That's exactly what Tim said in the conference.
Well, yeah, Fitbit's going to be gone.
Apple Watch will not replace everything.
I'm just saying the new watch is going to replace Fitbit. It could replace Life Alert. It could replace any kind of tracking system.
A regular watch.
Nope, not giving up my watch. Remember, we already discussed it. There's an EMP. My watch will work.
True.
So you'll know what time it is when the rest of the world's dead.
Exactly. When the zombie is eating my face, I'll be like, damn it. Oh, so
Noon. For all the people that can't see the sun, that's going to be terrible.
I know.
Exactly.
I've watched enough Bear Grylls. I can do my fingers to tell you. Look at right now.
What time is it?
About 6:45.
Dude,
15.
You're 30 minutes off. That's pretty good.
Damn it!
I feel like if there's a hellscape going on, I'm not worried about 30 minutes. I got a lot of time to burn.
Yeah,
it's either the sunny or not.
Yep. It's daylight or dark.
It's roughly 12 hours of each. But you didn't even let me get to the best feature. It's going to replace Garmin's. No cell signal needed. GPS built right in.
Explain yourself.
So Garmins are mostly used in the walking community, hiking community, hunting community,
driving community.
Your Apple Watch can do all of that with just a watch. You don't have to buy multiple products. One watch on your hand solves everything.
And a phone.
Can I get the pin location from 138 out using an Apple Watch?
Yes.
And actually they have an app for the watch that will measure and critique and record all of your swings during
they teamed up with Ping, and Ping
I saw Louis using it already.
Yeah.
Super excited about it.
So I just think they're doing a lot of neat features, and when Apple does something, they do try their best to go full out.
Like, they tore the shit out of that headphone jack. It's gone.
Ooh, nice.
So let's go to the headphone jack. Pro headphone jack.
So we've discussed, and my big concern, because there will be times where you're like, you know, your Bluetooth dies.
EMP's out of the question. EMP's we're not going to go back to EMP's now.
But your Bluetooth headset dies. You're like, I still want to listen to music. So you plug into the Thunderbolt port with the analog adapter, and then your phone's going to die. But you still want to listen to your music. You're out of luck. Mm-hmm. But I saw Apple came up with a workaround now. They have a docking station that will have a headphone jack integrated. So you just put your phone on the docking station, plug your headset in, and you're still listening to music and charging your phone.
I'm sorry. Yeah, they had that with the 30-pin, too. Yeah, they had that for a while. Yeah.
Well, this is what you're saying.
It's new.
What is that, only $79 additional?
It will be $79. The docking stations are $79 normally.
Yeah. That was an incredible...
You're amazing. Do you have an Apple products?
The dongle's usually $19.99 or $29.99.
I think they said the converter's $9.
No, it comes free in the box.
That's only with the Plus.
No, it's really? All of them.
I thought the iPhone 7.
No, I think the earbud things, the Bluetooth earbuds come with the Plus.
Those are like $180.
Those are $100
with any of them?
No, that's you have to buy those.
I thought they came with
Those are begging to get lost, by the
way.
Well,
because they don't even stay in your ears.
Oh, really?
No, they do not fit well in your ears.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But they've got infrared sensors to know if they are in your ears or not, which is, I guess, super important.
Yeah.
Best feature of those AirPods is that you can control Siri from it without even touching your phone.
Yeah, you can, like, touch the butt itself.
The stem, yeah.
Could you do that in
So you could do that on any headphones. You just push the button that's attached to your right ear.
Like buds.
They're just little tiny buds.
Because you would press the thing and it would boop, boop.
Yeah.
And then you could do your voice activation commands, whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you're wearing one of those big old Jabra thingies.
Yeah, the Jawbones, which they took the technology out of that because they're just reading the vibrations out of your Jawbone as you talk.
Wait, that's why it's called that?
Yeah, so, that's why the Jawbone took the military technology to reduce
wind noise.
They did. Really? Wind noise and background.
So Radio Shack's bestseller is used throughout the United States military, is what you're telling me.
Navy SEALs are like, hold on, my head just broke. Let me run into Radio Shack.
I know there's got to be one around.
If they had to, they could.
What do you think?
Navy SEALs are very creative.
Yeah, where do you think the technology for the Jawbone came from?
I thought it was from my Jawbone. Like, that's where the company is.
What about those goofy shit things they wear around their necks?
Oh, yeah. Those are sweet. They pick up the vibrations and turn that into voice.
Don't smoke, otherwise you're going to have that's a what
it looks like. It looks like a cancer kazoo.
It does.
You think this is funny, but when you take it out,
you talk like this.
Oh, God. That's gross. Apologize to anyone who listens that has a throat thingy.
A cancer kazoo. I apologize to anybody who's rocking a cancer kazoo.
I was going to say that, but I thought it was insensitive.
This is how I get ready in the morning.
You sound like Marvin the Martian or whatever.
He doesn't know who that guy is.
Well, when Venus gets in the way of Mars.
So the only thing that I thought was weird is that he said in the announcement that it was courageous that Apple decided to leave. That was a little excessive.
Yeah.
There were some cool memes that came out about that, you know. They've got like Navy SEALs and firefighters. And then they've got him on stage saying it's courageous to remove the headphone jack.
Yeah. The only downside I see is if you're like in a buddy's car and he's like, hey man, put some tunes on. He hands you the aux cord and you're like, yeah, I forgot my adapter, man. And he's like, yeah, out of luck.
Or if you're rocking,
and then Ken's
the
super pissed because his 1980s minivan's only got an aux port.
Yeah, you don't have the Bluetooth.
Ken.
He was already pissed about it.
You guys know Shook's bringing fire on the aux cord.
Yeah, you give me the aux cord, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Why? I don't get why you guys are laughing.
Because
it's not
DJ,
funny.
DJ,
it's not
Shook.
Funny at all.
What, that the aux cord? That the Wait, it's not funny that the headphone jack's gone?
I mean, it sucks for Shook.
Yeah.
He can't bring that sweet heat.
What? I already have a solution. Apple already fixed his problem.
Shook's already playing the sweet beats on his phone in the middle of a field trying to romance. Right?
That's not a lie. That's
and
true.
Now on the iPhone 7, it'll have stereo speakers, so that means more pussy for Shook.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, that's true. The
Marvin Gaye in stereo.
Let's
no, see, that was
on.
A pickup. Remember in The Office when Jim has the tunes, the earbuds, and he gives one to Pam?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sweet pickup line right there. He'll never be able to do that.
No. He'll do it just like he normally does. He needs a wireless one so she can slowly walk away.
Oh,
those are $160. I can't let her get away with that.
That's true.
Small claims court. I do like the stereo feature. Apple's always lacked output volume on all of their phones.
That was really cool on that HTC. I had like 3 phones back.
Boom.
Yeah, I think it's in still the closet right now.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Why? It's because it's got stereo speakers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both sides.
About all
right
it's got.
Yeah, front and back. Yeah. One up top, one at bottom, and then I think one in the back,
one
two
in
the
back.
Yeah.
Okay, what about
HTC boom sound?
Yep.
Dual cameras on the 7 Plus.
That's been done.
That's going to be cool, though.
Yeah, but
nobody does cameras better than Apple.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And no one's done the second camera strictly for telephoto.
Why do you have two cameras?
Because one's got a telephoto lens and one's got a wide angle.
So how do I know which one to use?
They're going
to
use both.
As you zoom in, it does it automatically.
Yeah, so as you zoom, it'll automatically go to telephoto, and then it'll do digital zooming from that point on.
Magic.
You totally lost me, but that sounds kind of cool.
It's an Apple kind of lingo talk.
It's an Apple thing, yeah.
Right.
They
understand.
Threw up some weird stats. Like
it's a wizardry type thing.
What do you do?
Black magic.
Yeah.
Just science.
Just don't worry about it. It works.
Every time it takes a picture, it does 1 billion computations to analyze that picture.
Yep.
Those are just
I don't
stats
even know what
there.
One computation is in a camera
Pack
lingo.
Pack a billion in.
Yeah.
And what company besides Apple can pull all these huge players together at a major release?
Like Sia? Yeah, she was really bringing it.
Nothing wrong
Sia?
With
it. Horrible.
Exactly. Thrills. What cheap thrills? Maybe I know, no, tonight.
Were you wind talking?
Wait,
what was that?
What?
Get another drink. There's something in your throat, dude.
That's how the song
like
goes.
Shakira.
Yeah.
No.
His hips don't lie.
Please. Anyways, there's that. Pokemon Go.
I think that's overrated.
That's the best thing.
Wait,
no.
They had
the
inventor
best
of Mario on stage. That was legit.
That's the cool part. I'm telling you, Vaughn, you're the only person still playing Pokemon Go. Yeah.
I'm not playing it. You know why I'm not playing it?
Why?
Because no one can top that Squirtle I got right in the beginning. That's why.
Possibly. But I'm telling
he
you.
He is crushing it.
Pokemon Go is going to be bad, but Mario Brothers on the iPhone, that'll
tell
be
it to the
phone. Speaking of Squirtle, is your Android water resistant?
Yeah.
They made it water-resistant Androids.
Yeah.
That's
the nice thing.
Are yours, guys?
Not my HTC, no.
Mine is, yeah.
Yours is?
I think so.
You got Samsung?
Yeah.
Probably.
Would you feel comfortable, like, going into the water to take a picture with it?
Not
that it's a compliment.
I've never had any interest in taking a water picture.
What Samsung
do you have? Snorkeling or something?
The 6? Nope. Or the 5?
No. Oh, the one that catches on fire.
I couldn't tell you.
All right.
No,
it's Note Edge. I don't know what number that is.
That one might be.
I'll tell you guys in January, we're going to Hawaii. I will actually go snorkeling with my iPhone 7, no cover, and we'll see if it screws it up.
That's terrifying.
It's ballsy.
Yeah.
I wonder what salt water will do to it.
It's water resistant. It doesn't matter.
I don't think
it doesn't matter. It comes down to pressure.
So no, but you know how salt water is so corrosive. It might rust. Salt in it.
Well, they're made out of aluminum.
Just run it under the tap after you're done.
It's got a little speaker that's
not steel.
You could put it in my fish tank.
Aluminum doesn't corrode?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's why
they're anodized. Tell us more about your fish tank.
It's anodized.
Rust-free.
Fish tank.
So we'll see. We'll see if it breaks. It's under warranty, so I'm willing to take
it. If you want to test it, put it in Shook's fish tank.
I'll put it in your fish tank.
Yeah.
You can take pictures of the corals and the fish.
Yeah. I'm sure your fish would appreciate some
dirty
ass fun in
there. And my tank is very salty.
Yeah.
Fun fact, 1.026. Corals really like that.
But nice. You don't know what
1.026 what? You just said a number.
The salinity.
Did you come to that number through Singapore math?
Mine's 4.8.
Yeah, Singapore multiplication.
Okay. He used Singapore addition to get that.
Singapore. The best in math, Singapore. Fun fact.
We're not sponsored by Singapore Math.
So try it though.
Singapore Math
sponsors us.
Yeah. Try it sometime.
If you're struggling in math, I encourage you to try it.
Some of the new colorways are pretty crazy too. They showed how they polished the new aluminum body.
I had a blue phone a while ago.
That was sweet. What? They didn't release a blue phone. Jet black and matte black.
No,
Android.
I'll go get it. It's in the closet right now.
Yeah.
And all of our razors were rad.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you
they
had
the
colors.
Sickest colors.
Colors on the razors.
Weren't Android, though, were
no,
they?
No, that's Motorola. That still was a sick phone.
Yeah.
That was when phones were cool.
They broke a lot, though.
No, not the razors.
Yeah.
Unless you snapped them in half.
Yeah.
In a car.
I mean, if you aggressively opened it.
Because I worked at AT&T during the razor fad. And there was always software glitches with those phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was at T-Mobile. That was hot. We had the pink one, the magenta. It wasn't pink. It was magenta.
Solid color, though.
Yeah.
That's solid.
You know what broke a lot? The Sidekick.
Oh, the
oh,
I love
yeah.
the
yeah.
Oh, it would spin around and people. Oh, and then you'd get them and they'd think, oh, let me open it this way, and they turn it the wrong way and snap the screen. Nope. Like
the Sidekick
can't
was,
fix stupid.
The Sidekick was huge in the deaf community, though.
Sidekick was huge. Period.
That was like
that
their
phone.
Number one thing go to deaf community.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because it was easy to text. It was like the first one with a real QWERTY keyboard.
Yeah.
No, they had a full keyboard.
Yeah, that's what he
yeah.
Hold
on. QWERTY.
Keyboard.
I think Soulja Boy got it big because he had that song.
It was way before Soulja Boy.
I don't know.
He was like Sidekick 3.
I wanted a Sidekick after that song.
Oh, my God.
Have you heard that song?
Not the Soulja Boy song, no.
After
what?
DMC.
You haven't heard that? No. You've heard that song.
You!
Soulja Boy.
That was it right
Watch
there.
Me win it. Watch me roll.
Yeah.
He had another one. It was like a borderline slow jam, right?
He's got a lot of those.
That was a good one.
No, he doesn't have a lot of hit songs.
He's got at least two.
Okay, maybe two.
That one slow one.
That's not a lot.
I like that one slow one.
Is he still alive? Do we know?
It's debatable.
He seems
kiss me through the phone.
He seems
hey,
like
so
he
moving
wasn't
on,
old.
What do you guys think? Is Soulja Boy still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be.
No, I'm just kidding.
Does
carry on with this one.
But does he still have those glasses? Those sick glasses that said Soulja Boy on his sunglasses. Those were sweet.
He was original, too, huh? He was the only person to have glasses with their name on it.
Lame.
Was he? No.
I can't. Who else?
I don't know anybody else.
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle?
Yeah, remember the D-O-O-D?
Who's you talking about the guy who was
I don't
pets?
Know. I'm making that shit up. I have no idea. But I'm sure Soulja Boy wasn't the first.
Yeah.
Looks like he's not dead, folks.
Oh, damn. Good. I mean, good. We're glad Soulja Boy is still alive.
Yep.
In case we go to war. We need soldier men.
Spelt weirdly.
He had a good one. A good slow jam one. I'm pretty
kiss
sure it was
just, hey, kiss me through the phone.
Is that what it was called?
I think so.
I don't remember it.
What? You guys should go to his MySpace and check him out.
What?
That's
oh, wait,
coming
what?
Back.
Soldierboy.myspace.com.
I forgot my passcode. I forgot my passcode.
Is Tom my friend?
I really hope he's got like some falling like 40s in the background, right? Little yeah. animated GIFs coming down.
Well, no, JT's going to be everyone's friend now.
Oh, because yeah, that's right. He owns it.
Justin Timberlake
should,
bought it.
He should give a throwback and make.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah, he's like 47% invested in my.
Why story. Sound investment?
So the
why did
no,
he do
no,
that?
So the business model was Tom sold it to News Corp, Fox, for $500 million. Well, they tanked it, and so he bought it for like $5 million, and so it was a steal.
Still overpaid?
You think so?
Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
To say you own MySpace? That's a part of my childhood.
Yeah,
my youth.
But is like, anyone using it?
It doesn't matter. It would be like being it's able to get the million. Pac-Man, the original Pac-Man, or you know that crucial piece of your adolescence that you.
That'd
know.
Be like if saying I owned 80% of the Trolls Corporation.
Boom! Exactly.
But it doesn't get me anything.
No,
or I could just not buy it and tell people that, and they still believe. Me.
Okay,
yeah.
true.
If I Justin Timberlake told me he owned that much, I'd be like, oh, you sound like a solid human. I believe you. Yeah.
But would you, for 80% of the Troll Corporation for $5, would you buy it?
Yeah.
$5.
Yes.
You're not using that for game in a bar. I'm telling you right now.
No?
No. If you're in a bar, you see a good-looking woman, you know, you walk up, hey, what's going on? She goes, what do you do? I own 75% of MySpace.
No, no, Trolls Corp. You see the little Trolls keychain hanging from her backpack, you know, or her
remember they had
she's got a troll hanging from her backpack.
You don't remember they had wild hair.
Yeah,
they had wild hair and they had a lack of clothing. That was pretty weird. Yeah.
And
at the time.
A gym belly button, right?
A what?
A gym on their belly button?
Yeah, they did.
Like gypsies.
All right, now we just slandered another
Yeah,
group.
No kidding. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Could have been worse.
I might for $5.
I'm telling you.
I might. That's
and,
a lot
know,
less.
For $5 million,
that's
like
true.
$5 to
that's
JT,
not that
right?
Much, huh?
To him, you know, he got $100 million. He's like, yeah, why not?
Exactly.
It's a tax write off.
At the end of the day, if he owns it for 5 years and sells it for $10 million, that's $1 million a year.
I know
he's
going to sell it
for
less.
$10 million.
That's not a sound investment.
No.
I don't think he did bought, it for an investment. I think it's just bragging rights.
He could have bought 50 rental properties and made more profit than buying MySpace.
Oh. Check out this cool promotional eraser I got. Those were really cool back in second grade, too. It's the size of a football.
Scratch.
Yeah, no one wants that.
They didn't work for
No,
shit.
They didn't work at all.
But it was really
But
cool
it was
looking.
In my pencil bag.
Yep.
Yeah.
Scratch. Use the whole eraser up. The.
Mm-hmm. Check out my tech deck. Would you tell people you own tech deck?
I love tech deck. I still.
I did
my
too.
Kids rock tech
I can't
tech
do
tech.
It.
You don't tech? You don't
are those still
oh,
around?
I'm too old.
Too old.
You
can say I'm too old.
Yeah,
that's
no,
fine.
He's older. But they were the skateboard. Remember the finger skateboards?
Yeah.
And they had the BMX bikes, and they went to the snowboard.
The BMX bikes were stupid because you couldn't do those with fingers.
No.
No.
So the skateboard, you could like slide, ollie.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
They were also scooters, too.
Yeah.
Scooters.
Little like mini razors.
No, little razors.
So those are razors, not scooters.
They're called scooters.
No, I think they're called razors.
No, razors is a brand.
What?
Scooter. They were scooters.
I thought they were razor scooters.
Oh, I always thought a scooter was like the little bike that motorcycle bike that people
moped.
Sat down and did.
No, that's
moped.
A yeah. Because
no,
mopeds.
No, the moped had the
mopeds are coming back.
Mopeds is
they
racing.
Are. I'd like what, to get
oh,
one.
Oh, the
those were go-peds or something.
No, go-peds when there's no seat.
Okay, mopeds is where you sit.
Yeah.
Then what's the
mopeds are what you pedal to get.
What was
going?
That thing you had? Yeah. Didn't you have one? The
Vespa.
Yes. What is that?
That's
a Vespa.
No, but what kind of vehicle is
scooter.
That?
Scooter.
Oh,
scooter.
So that's what I thought a scooter was.
Yeah.
So now we're changing the term of a scooter.
Like
a
scooter.
That's true when you put it that way. That might actually be a... Man, I feel like I should know this.
No,
speaking of which,
you
still
know
have
what?
The Vespa?
It's a motorcycle. That's
no,
what it is. Technically,
no,
it's a... Yes, it is.
Hey, Shook, is that a motorcycle?
Hold on.
Completely different license.
Where's my... No, it's not. Yeah. I have a motorcycle
there's
license.
A scooter license.
No, there's not.
If
I have a motorcycle
over
50
license. CCs, you got to have a motorcycle
mm-hmm.
license.
There is a scooter license, though. Too.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, there's not.
You can get just a scooter license.
Did they put an S on your driver's license?
I have a CM1.
Class S. There's different Class M's.
Stupid.
There, you could just get the scooter license. And
yeah,
not the motorcycle.
So either you have a motorcycle license or you don't, is what you're saying.
No, you can
get
a motorcycle license.
Yeah, no, that's what it
and
is.
And you can get just the scooter license.
I had to ride an 800cc hog to ride my 149cc Vespa. I've never shifted a motorcycle gear before,
you're
and I never
qualified.
Will. Yeah.
There
so I can
scooter,
go, me.
There was a person in my motorcycle class that was just doing the scooter one, and she just had to ride a scooter.
They probably told her
I
that.
I got head.
Make her feel better. No. And then over here, you're spreading lies.
But maybe it wasn't for the license. Maybe it was just because she couldn't even ride a scooter. It was like training for a scooter.
No,
because
there's different.
It's a driver's training license.
Yeah,
permit.
Exactly.
The scooter license is really a motorcycle permit.
So the M1 is your full motorcycle license, but I think there's another M.
M2?
Oh, okay.
It's just an M or like an M2 or something like that.
Nice.
And you can't ride a motorcycle. You only ride a scooter.
So you're twice as cool? You're twice as qualified?
That's true. If you have a motorcycle, you're fully qualified to ride any motorcycle.
So that's an M2?
If you have a scooter, you can only ride scooters.
Well, if you have
so
a
is that
half
an M?
Half.
Oh. What is that? An S? I have a CM. CM1.
Yeah, that's the full shebang.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I had a scooter.
For your test, though, you rode a real motorcycle.
On a motorcycle, yeah.
So they give you an M1.
Wait, you passed with never riding a motorcycle
before?
No,
yeah, I passed it.
That's super, super good.
Hey,
you didn't lay it down.
Passes pass now.
Wait, I have a question.
What's up?
You can ride Matt's bike.
When you get your motorcycle's license, is it like the car where you have to bring the vehicle? You have to bring your own motorcycle?
No, Sierra College has got like a whole bunch of throwaways out there.
You take a class and it like bypasses that whole test.
Oh, so you never take the test at DMV like you do a car?
You can, but
it's hard though, right?
Yeah, if you're under 21, you have to take the motorcycle safety course.
Okay.
So... pro tip on the safety course, when they bring out like the cool looking Sons of Anarchy hog and then a bunch of like 75cc little sport bikes that weigh one third of those, do not pick the hog.
Because
that's
so cool.
That's what I did, and it was the worst decision I made.
Hell, you could even ride a dirt bike on that. Some of them, they have dirt bikes.
Oh, that's really cool. Easy. Dirt bike could be easy.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Because you got to stay in that stupid circle, right?
That is a figure eight.
I put my foot down just so I didn't eat it immediately. I put my foot down and just walked it around. That was it. Because if you fall, it's an immediate fail.
Yeah. You put your foot down, just minus 1 point.
Yep, I lost my point. I won that battle.
And if an 800-pound hog falls on you, you've lost many more points than that.
Yeah, <I know.
laughs> You're pinned down. Fail.
Yep.
Interesting.
Oh, man. So what else is happening? What else is going on here?
So another thing in the world, we got Korea setting off some
Hey, as a Korean nationality, mm-hmm. It was North Korea.
North
okay?
Korea.
South Korea is not shooting any nukes.
Sorry, North Korea is setting off some nukes, and what do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it's pro. I'm pro nukes. No. I think it's interesting we found it because of the seismic meters. We didn't. Yeah. They're like, oh, look, you know, five-point-something earthquake happened in the same location of their last nuclear test. Wonder what's going on with that.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's an earthquake, but
yeah,
it's North Korea sent out big bombs.
North Korea didn't give China a heads up. That's a bad move,
yeah.
North Korea.
Like not telling your mom you're taking the car out for the weekend.
Which is insane. Because if China's, in theory, not just your only ally, but maybe your biggest...
They're not their only ally. They have other
allies. I know, but I'm...
Who's their other allies?
Yeah, like Iran, Venezuela, all these countries that hate us basically are allies.
But China's
really?
Their biggest...
Sweden, yeah. They send their kids over to Europe
Sweden hates us?
They don't hate us, but they send their kids over there to get educated.
What?
North Korea? No way.
Yeah, the rich go over. That's where Kim Jong-un's educated out of.
North Korea.
Vice versa.
No,
oh, so the rich. Okay, but Sweden's not sent. Okay. You had
the
me.
North
okay.
Koreans go to Sweden.
Bad move, Sweden.
Yeah, no kidding. I was going to say.
You're going to be neutral. You got to be neutral, right?
But I'm just saying, China's your biggest ally, and you don't say, hey, man.
Only time China's been the biggest in something.
Osama bin Laden's nephew went to frickin' Sac State, so, you know, we educate everybody.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
His family's like. There's probably 500 in his immediate family.
How many
family.
People have you told that to, Shook?
I'm about to tell it to a lot of people.
Do it up.
It's the cousin?
I dare you to lead off a conversation with that and just see how it goes.
Put that in your Tinder profile.
Yeah. Here's a fun fact. Let's talk about Osama.
They bring up Sac State, fun fact. Osama's cousin went there, and they're like, whoa.
Whoa!
I don't want to go to this college now because we support terrorism.
Yeah.
Great, Sac State's going to sue us next. The next people.
It was good knowing you, though.
Wait, maybe I was wrong. Let me confirm this.
Are you looking up Sweden things?
No, some of the Laden family
I can't
going
be
to
these bullshit.
Ooh,
facts.
You probably shouldn't have looked that up.
But I think it's pretty.
I'm
cool.
On your Wi-Fi.
You know what I find interesting about the situation is there's all these crazy rules dating back to when the United States and Russia was having its Cold War and its nuclear arms race, or, you know, all these different scares. But Korea has finally got nuclear power. If they wanted to, do they want to show the world? Is that why they're doing it above ground? Or do you think that it would have been sly to maybe do underground testing?
They've done underground
testing.
He's
just crazy, though, dude. You can't logically analyze what this guy does, because he's off the rails.
I think what happens is he probably has like 3 nukes in his pocket, and then he has all his little minions working on nukes. And he's like, hey, Captain, we got another nuke. And he's like, cool, go blow something up. Because he got 3 already he's sitting on. He is not trying to build a stockpile. He just, if you had a nuke, wouldn't you want to use it?
But the crazy thing, right, is they're saying that there was one, I think it was 1 megaton in January, and they're predicting this one was like 4 or 5. If you're getting bigger and bigger and you're ramping up, you might want to keep it in your back pocket that I can build a 50, you know, megaton nuke. But instead, they're blowing their wad to the public and showing them what they can do when you're a really tiny country.
But you built a 50 megaton nuke, but you have no delivery system, so it's really not that cool.
They
it's
do. Just... They put them on the front of the dong.
They send the dongs over to us.
The dong rockets.
The long dong.
They're called dong. I don't know what the different.
What is called dong?
All the North Korean rockets.
Their missiles, their
mid
rocket
to
systems.
Long range rockets are called
missile logic systems are called dongs? Yes.
Yeah.
Not the short no one. But yeah,
you don't want a dong in your backyard. I know right now.
Only the big dongs. Ones are dongs? Yeah, what are the short the ones called?
They don't have any intercontinental dongs
no,
yet, but
no.
They will.
That's a long dong.
So really, all they're like, hey, look, China,
that's what
you
should
you
tell
up.
People. Don't lead with that Osama thing. Yeah, you know, the missile systems are called dongs.
Do you know North Korea's dong can reach across the Pacific Ocean?
No, it can only reach like Japan and Hawaii. They think.
It's still it. Pretty big. It,
I don't think
yeah,
they're worried about
it. It doesn't have any girth.
Lands boom right on your face. Ah, oh, North Korean dong on my face.
Get away from me, you're in my bubble.
It's a semen delivery system.
Do you think he's gonna drop nukes on his own people because he just killed
no.
Like the head of education
no,
for sleeping?
No, he's not Syria yet.
I don't know. You kill the head educator. That's not a good move
what,
for your country.
What happened?
Well, don't fall asleep in my meeting.
Oh, my meeting. I guess we know where
that guy should have got up and got a soda. Geez.
Thank you.
That's what you got to do.
Said, excuse me, Mr. Yeah. Moon, I need a soda.
Yeah.
And
yeah, anything with caffeine, that'll be fine. Thanks. Please and thanks.
Maybe he's diabetic. He drinks diet.
That's fine. I love diets.
You can still get caffeine in diet soda.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You, that zero stuff, though.
That's the best one.
Does zero have caffeine?
Tons.
Which one, yeah. Well, which one is it doesn't have caffeine or
caffeine
sugar?
The free?
Ugly yellow
caffeine
can,
free
dude.
Diet Coke. The,
the
brown
grossest
one.
Thing on the yeah, surface yeah. Of the earth.
It looks like an old Diet Coke can.
Yes, yeah. It tastes like a stale Diet Coke.
When you hiking out by the river, you see that one down there? Is that diet? No, just an old can.
Because yeah. Wasn't Pepsi's like Pepsi Max or something?
Yeah, Pepsi Max is solid. Yeah. That's a solid soda.
They still make it?
Oh, heck yeah. No, it's really? A rarity, though.
So is Pepsi Max doesn't have sugar in it?
It's got a little bit. A little so bit. The Zero and the Max both have a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But more, it doesn't have so the chemical regular. Sugar in it?
You know what? I'm not worried about it, my dude.
Oh, I'm just wondering.
No.
You just like a good soda.
I just enjoy myself a
good
soda.
Pop.
Yeah. Soda pop, boys. Hashtag.
Well, see, yeah. I'm in the class that I don't like soda. I like Dr. Pepper. And it's not classified as a soda. It's classified as a pepper.
What the fuck?
That's not true.
A yes, pepper? It is. It's not in the soda family.
It's in the bell pepper family.
Who told you that?
I'll look it up right now.
I think he's right, but it's still a soda.
How is that
class.
Classified
what is
a
pepper?
Pepper?
I don't know.
That's not a pepper at all.
What is in a pepper class yeah. Besides Dr. Pepper?
I think they're the only one.
Yeah, they're in a class by themselves.
Damn. The well, new, the future
well,
marketing
Chuck, what's
exec.
What's the next topic? Because I just
no,
got
no.
Destroyed on this one.
I kind of see like the, it's like if Windows phones came out and said, you know what? We're not a cell phone. We are the bomb cell phone. And so everybody now has to say, oh no, it's not a cell phone. It's a bomb. Just because you made it up, you're the only person in there. You're still a soda. You still do taste everything like yeah. A soda. You're
you
still
look
a soda.
Just like a soda.
Can I get carbonated prune juice, please?
Oh, please. That's a myth. Plus, that's if you want to put it in the soda family, they are the original oldest soda, kind of like the Arizona Cardinals. Go Cards.
Oh, my God. God.
So you're referencing yeah. Another crappy product that's been around way too long.
All right, so North Korea. I think we pretty much beat that one down. I bet you they don't have Dr. Pepper in North Korea.
ooh, we could really piss him off and start like airdropping that shit in there.
Yeah.
Get his people all hopped up on Dr. Pepper and caffeine.
They got all heroin and coke. You think they're worried about Dr. Pepper?
They're all going to get hella diarrhea because it's made with prune juice.
And then, well, then they won't be as productive. And then Kim Jong-un gets all pissed off because he doesn't have extra nukes to be blown up in his backyard. And boom.
We just solved world hunger.
We did. Just give North Korea Dr. Pepper.
No big deal.
Of course.
So, something else was the Berenstain Bears.
Oh, this was a good one. This was a wireless freak topic that blew my mind. And I don't believe Vaughn knows about it, but he is going to enjoy a nice pepper.
So let me tell what came about. This was, we were watching Mr. Robot. Nice.
Delicious.
That's sweet. Damn, you just got me one. Damn.
You want one?
No, I'm good.
You can split it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Two straws. We'll do this Lady in the Tramp style.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
Is it called a DDRP?
No, it's a DDP.
A DDP.
Dr. Pepper.
The GOM calls them DDRPs.
Nah, he's incorrect, which is unfortunate for him because he says it out loud.
We might have to shout it out from the NBD show Twitter and have a little poll going on and see what people think.
We will do that.
And I'm sure we'll get tons of responses.
This Diet Dr. Pepper right here, established 1885, it says here.
Jeez, that's old.
Was diet even a thing in
No.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, they had like malaria and all kinds of other things they were worried
about. I bet you it tastes different than it did in 1885, though.
Oh, this tastes like a soda to me. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
It's bubbly?
Mm-hmm.
If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it must be a goldfish.
Tickles the back of your palate?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Berenstain Bears.
So we were watching Mr. Robot, and there was a part in the episode. This isn't a spoiler for everyone who hasn't caught up. Where they're hacked into the FBI's network and they were looking at their calendar and they saw a conference call. And it was something about Berenstain Bears. And my wife goes, do you know what that is? And I said, I have no idea what that is. I know it was a children's book. And then she started to go on about this whole conspiracy theory. So basically the conspiracy theory is...
Wait, hold on.
All right, we'll do a poll real quick.
Yep.
Okay.
Because you already know this, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think I know what you guys are going to talk about either.
Growing up, that book was called what?
The Berenstain Bears.
And you would spell it what? Berenstein? Something like that. Stein.
Berenstein.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. You're too young.
I think I'm remembering. It was a little book, right?
Yeah.
There was multiples.
Okay.
They had a big series going.
But we agree it's Stein or Stien, something along that, right?
Yeah, Berenstain.
Yep, okay.
Yeah. And everyone who we've asked has also said the same thing.
Everyone.
Okay.
But when you go online, you cannot find it spelled with an E. It's Berenstain, A-I-N, Bears.
And that is drastically different. Like, if that was what it was called growing up, I would have always called Berenstain Bears, not Stein, Steen, anything like that. Stain.
Really?
It's different than
Steen. So if I go on the internet right now.
You go on the internet, go like to
eBay
or go to any of these other places, and you can't find a book. You can't find like an official reference to the book that isn't spelt with an A. So the theory is that this was a test done by people from the future. To go back and change Berenstain to Berenstain to see
There's no way it was Berenstain Bears.
Thank you.
That would have been made fun of so much.
Google it.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
Google it right now. Google it.
And so we did, and I went on a tangent looking for stuff. And so even when you find eBay posts, they spell it like we do. But when they show a picture of the book...
It's Stain.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Blows your mind.
So
there's no way. Like, Dad's pretty illiterate, but he's not that bad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But then, so people, you know, we've had this conversation at work. We've spent a lot of...
way too much time.
Time and money on this.
Yeah, you guys are talking about our one-hour lunches that we always take.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm a 30 minute.
Oh, you guys are 30 minutes?
We take 30-minute lunches.
Oh, that's right. That's what I am, too.
And we got to go back to
work. No, that's what I am. I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So we're talking about this at work. Everybody agrees. But then the conversation comes up, well, why can't we just go find an old book, right? Well, you have to remember that if this is truly a test, they would have gone back to before the books were written or directly after and changed it to an A. So there's no like linear like, oh, I can find an old book, because they would have gone back to that point and
They would have changed at the publishing level, so everybody's book would be changed.
So what they're trying to do is test the butterfly effect.
Oh, I have them. You're looking. I have them. My wife has them.
And they're stained?
Ruined my life, dude. Ruined my life. So, although it kind of made my life, too, because I'm banking on time travel. Hey, guys, future me, come back, pick me up. I want to see the future.
So I have maybe something that might pinprick through this theory.
Oh, go kick rocks.
Here we go.
So if time travel could go back in time and change the publisher aspect, would it not change how people pronounced it?
No.
No, because your memory
wasn't based off of that.
Yeah.
Okay, but your memories would be different if someone could have went back in time and changed the spelling.
No, because they're not affecting me specifically. Me today wouldn't reference that.
Like Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox's memories would have changed if he couldn't fix things.
He directly altered his personal path. They're not directly altering our personal path. They're just changing the title and text of the book.
They are, because whoever taught you the Bernstein Bears would have called them Bernstein Bears.
I kind of see his point. But I don't think it ruins the theory.
No, nope. I don't say it ruins it. I think it's
no,
because
it would be changed afterwards.
That's what I'm saying. I learned it as Stain. They go back tomorrow.
No, you didn't learn it as Stain.
I learned it as Stain. They go back tomorrow to 80 years ago. It doesn't change the fact that today I know it as Stain.
But okay, so now you're saying there's another you that's back in time that does know.
Yeah,
it as
parallel Stain. Universe.
And that's actually what they do go into the parallel universe.
Really?
So there's three.
Color me intrigued.
Baits. There's three cougar baits.
There
could be an infinite amount of cougar baits.
Yeah. Yes.
We could all be cougar bait.
Well, you wish.
You can't be cougar bait.
No.
He could be cougar bait, but he could be cougar bait across an infinite amount of planes.
There's a cougar bait somewhere in the space-time continuum that's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. It's just not this one here. Sorry,
and there's
guys.
One that's a professional
a
clown
cougar bait.
Does pornography.
One of them's a religious zealot.
He might be a cool one.
Clown porn.
Male pornography?
No, clown porn.
No, clown porn. With female clowns.
Thank you, Jeff.
I was thinking male clowns.
No.
And a clown car.
Of course, Dave wants male clown, male porn.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you just said. You want to see some male porn.
If it's clown on clown.
Do you have your glasses, Shook? You got your little cardboard box? We can give him some
gay
porn?
No.
If it's clown on clown, I think it doesn't really matter. I mean, clowns are asexual.
It matters all the time.
I don't know, man. Clowns are pretty ambiguous.
Wait, are we talking rodeo clowns?
No, real clowns.
No, rodeo clowns.
Rodeo clowns are men.
Those are badass.
Those are real men. Yeah.
The toughest dudes round.
I would not.
I wouldn't be a rodeo clown.
Rodeo clown,
I'd
put up against anybody.
I think they call them clowns just so they can pick bar fights.
Yeah.
You're going to call me a clown, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's why they
boom.
Get called. Exactly.
Knocked out.
I thought it was funny. I don't know.
Surprise!
Why you got to make fun of rodeo clowns?
Yeah.
We watched a lot of rodeo videos the other day, and they're badass. I'm just saying.
Why'd you guys watch
on
those?
On our 1 hour lunch break.
Why didn't you watch Rodeo Clowns?
Rodeo Clowns are amazing.
Well, not only did we watch Rodeo Clowns, we watched the best bucking bulls as well.
Have you ever been to a Pro Bull running event?
What?
I've never been to a PBR event.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, Folsom has a PBR event.
No, they have them at the Arco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to one of the Arco.
Reno has them. Las Vegas has them.
Yeah. They have a big one in Sacramento, the Pro Bowl right.
I think the Folsom one is sanctioned PBR, too.
I'm pretty sure it is, too.
Where do they bring their bowls?
You
got
to go to that Vegas
from
one,
when
though.
It comes to
Vegas
Sacramento.
What'd you say?
From the field?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, wherever the PBR event's at, they're local bowls.
Yeah, you can go see the bowls. They're
they ship them in. They're professional bowls.
I don't think they use local bowls.
Sometimes they do, like when they go to a certain...
We were watching those videos and they had that Nut Stomper bowl and he was all over the place.
Yeah.
Nut Stomper
bowl. Oh, he was messing people up.
So the whole thing that started, we were talking about how they made these bulls buck. And I was like, well, they put like this groin strap on them, right? That
no.
Pinches. Yes, they do.
Dude, I didn't see it either.
It doesn't affect them, though.
So
then
why?
Nuts and see what you think.
Why
about
do they
it?
Put this strap around their fucking sack? And then as soon as they pull it off, it stops bucking.
The PBR has a little YouTube video. They talk about that. But it's just irritating.
You watch bulls' dick?
That's what he's saying. Irritate pinch?
Not, but it does.
I specifically Googled bull ball sack.
Because it's a big controversy with all the animal
contraption.
Rights people.
So what makes them buck then? Just their training?
Yeah, they're pissed off because you're on top of
them. So why do
they
put that strap on them?
I think that's just to irritate them, but it doesn't hurt them.
I didn't say it hurted them.
I'm pretty sure it's
not a torture device.
But it's a strap around their freaking satchel.
And how do you know it doesn't hurt? Did you ask the bull?
Well, I don't think it hurts them either. It, like, it's uncomfortable.
Off.
No, I don't think it hurts.
It's just annoying. To have
slongs it's are probably terms we're using. It hurt versus like okay, I have a headache that hurts, but it's not killing me, right? It's just
I don't like having a belt around me.
Or that's we have something a rubber band around my nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's just uncomfortable.
It doesn't wrap around my nuts like that.
I'd rather you not.
He's right. The minute they pull that strap off, they calm the fuck down.
Well, they pull it off when they fall off.
No, they don't. That's a different. I mean, the strap's behind them,
but they'll run with it on.
Yeah, they do. It loosens up.
What were we talking about before we're talking about bull nuts?
We were on Berenstain Bears.
Oh, yeah. Berenstain Bears.
And rodeo clowns.
Oh, yeah. Schwartz slandering rodeo clowns.
Rodeo porn.
Yeah, and clown porn. Okay. Yeah. So back to the Berenstain Bears, not the Berenstain Bears.
Well, it is stain, unfortunately, in today's world.
So there's the butterfly effect is one of the theories. The second theory is the parallel universes. Like
I'm in on that.
Somehow,
I'm totally in on that.
Like, you in a parallel universe saw it as Berenstain, and for some reason you believe that it's Berenstain in this universe. Then there's the Mandela effect.
Oh, yep.
And we read the Mandela.
What is that?
So the Mandela effect was that there's, like, a huge swath of population that believe that Nelson Mandela died in prison.
Well, quick correction. It's not – there's a group of people who were in prison with Nelson Mandela that believe they saw him die. They went out and reported this, and it caused a huge group. So it's a small group of people that told a bunch of other people, and now there's this whole belief that he died. But he couldn't have died because he just won the Nobel Peace Prize not that long ago, right?
Well, he did die, though.
Well, yeah.
Outside of prison, though.
Yeah, yeah. Not then, but later.
Didn't he die a couple years ago?
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Because I saw that movie. You want to slander him, too?
No. But I saw that movie Invictus.
Don't you dare. If you slander Mandela, I quit. I quit right now.
Don't you remember that movie Invictus or whatever with Matt Damon where he's a rugby player and he gets to meet Nelson Mandela?
Yes.
I didn't see
that.
Was
that actually Nelson Mandela in the movie?
No. I think it was Morgan Freeman.
No. Oh, yeah.
It was Morgan Freeman.
Because then they had what's his name?
I think it was Wesley Snipes.
Forrest Whitaker.
I thought it was Chris Rock.
I don't condone any of that.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you.
Vaughn.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Cougar and I, no, we don't. We're not into that.
No. No. Fight the power.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't do that.
So it's kind of a mind if you can research this. There's tons of research out there on this Berenstain Bears.
I just looked it up right here. There's a Berenstain Bears, Berenstain Bears,
what is
spelled
it?
Normally.
What is it when you go into it? Is it actual?
It's not a $75.99 book.
And are you looking at the cover of the book or the title of the post?
The cover of the book.
Really? Maybe we found the missing one.
But this is it's like a leather-bound hard book. It's also $75, and this Berenstain Bears.
Someone needs to buy that for us.
And the Papa's Day Surprise, $4.99.
Ooh.
What a bargain.
Oh, Papa's Day. I remember that one. My favorite was Berenstain Bears and Trailblazers.
See, all of these here, like you guys said, they're Berenstain. There's no way that's true.
Thank you, dude. Mind blown, huh? Mind blown. If anybody listened to this and they
there's
can
no
help
way
us,
that's
please
true.
Help me get my head around this. My psyche is so fucked right now. That and the whiskey caused it.
And the spooky old tree. That was
oh,
a
that was a good
one.
Yeah, that was a good
that's
one.
That's a 1978 release.
78, wow. Yeah.
There's a
that's
vice
way
older.
Whoa,
this conversation.
Whoa! The Berenstain Bears have a movie starring Michael Cera?
What? I did not know that.
Just found out. Hold on. How much time do we have left on this?
I don't know.
We got time. Know.
Let's
got
talk
time.
About that.
So the only thing I remember from the Berenstain, well, besides the Blaze the Trail, was don't chew on your fingernails. Remember, Brother Bear got in trouble for chewing on his fingernails all the time. And
really?
So Mom and Dad let him have it. And so ever since, I was terrified to chew on my fingernails.
Wait, are you talking about Ferdy Factual?
I don't think it was. That was the title.
No, that's a character.
No,
so is Raffish Ralph.
No, it was Brother
and
Bear,
Lizzie
Sister
Bruin.
Bear, Mama Bear, and Papa Bear.
I see Sister Bear here,
and there was a Brother Bear. Remember? And then
you talking about Too Tall Grizzly or Cousin Freddy?
No, those were other. Those were in add-on characters.
No, you talking about Farmer Ben or Grizzly Gramps?
Nope, Grizzly Gramps. But I'm telling you,
what about Queenie McBear?
I don't remember that one.
That's a person.
I'm telling you, it's Mama Bear, Papa Bear, Brother Bear, Sister Bear. They kept it simple.
There's also just a human named Harry McGill.
I do not remember that character whatsoever.
I don't think he's a real person.
He's the one who fucked it up for us. We need to find this dude, Harry McGill,
That's the key to the puzzle right there. There's we just chucked it in and we found it.
There's your new Xbox tag.
Harry McGill. I'm changing it right now.
Can I
you
want
to get your ass kicked in Rocket League? Harry McGill will
Harry
do
McGill.
It.
Harry McGill.
I have a small interruption here. I'm reading about this Bernstein situation.
Emergency break-in.
I find this one little quote, I find pretty interesting. Those who remember the name as Bernstein are native to this A universe, as in Bernstein. While those who sure remember it as Bernstein traveled over from the E universe. So not only is there time travel, there's this potential gap or somehow influx of how the two universes merged and one actually jumped from one universe
to the
next.
That's the parallel.
Is there any other
about.
Characteristics from the E universe? Because that's what we are.
And I've never met anybody from the A universe then.
I never have either.
We might be in the A universe
right
now.
No, remember, we did have a conversation at work and there was one person that remembered it as A.
I'm going
And
BS.
We'll just mention his name as Oogway.
I'm going... BS.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
They also say that this might also prove that the same person might have stopped the Y2K disaster.
No, I did.
What, you did?
Hey, I was in IT during the Y2K, so I feel that I saved.
All right, thanks, man.
It's like everybody. St. Patrick's, right? Driving all the snakes from Ireland. You can take credit for it.
That was
it never
St. Patrick's?
Yeah. He's the reason there's no snakes in Ireland. That was one of his miracles.
I thought he was the saint of kids.
No, that was the
You're
little
thinking,
whistle dude.
No, that's the guy who drove the snakes, the whistle dude.
No, blow the whistle.
He was the one who got the kids to follow him.
The Piper
the
guy?
Piper. Yeah, Pied Piper.
Wait,
St.
That's
Patrick's.
St. Patrick drove the
snakes from Ireland.
Don't put Pied Piper in a van with no window.
No. Never get in a van that says Pied Piper on the side.
Unless you're in the show Silicon Valley.
Oh, I still might avoid that, man.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So Bernstein Bears. All right. All right. So I have one more. Did you have any more, Matt?
That was all we wrote down. So if you guys got anything else to say.
No, I was just going to go into the best bear situation.
Bear. Yes. This was brought up.
So
this is the best Dave situation or?
No. So bear got retweeted by some panda bears on Twitter.
Yes.
Really?
Let me.
Our
bring
bear got retweeted by panda bears?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think
wait,
panda
thing.
Bears can access phones now?
Why? Are you going to start slandering panda bears now?
Only
but
iPhones.
No, I'm borderline terrified if they're That's hacking true. Into our systems That's
Only
now.
iPhones.
But they're so cute and cuddly.
Because they're so easy to
no.
get into.
God.
You don't like panda bears?
They're the worst bear on the list
How
of bears.
What about koala bear?
Koala bears are far superior to panda
no
bears.
No way. Panda bears look so cool.
But technically, koala
I'm
bears.
I'm kind of into koala bears.
Koala bears are marsupials.
Really?
So they should be the worst bears because they're not even bears.
They're not bears.
Do sloths count? I like
sloths.
Sloths
are sick.
I don't think those are bears.
Those are my favorites.
But on
in
the
any
bear
category.
List.
In any category.
See, it depends how you... my list ranks from like badass fierce to lame. Mm-hmm. Panda's the lamest.
But they're the cutest cuddly.
Yeah,
no, they're not.
What's
no.
cuter and cuddly than a panda bear?
Any bear.
No way. You're not cuddling with a polar bear.
Wait,
He's
are panda bears super
out.
Fierce?
No. So,
yeah, they
well,
are
they
fierce.
Can be. Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
So the whole thing I have with panda bears is they're way, way, way overhyped. Like, so we went to San Diego Zoo.
Yeah.
Yep. Great zoo.
Okay. So we go there. Everything's panda. You buy a soda, the panda on the damn cup. 75,000 people from a country on the east side of the world lined up with their cameras and. For hours to look at two panda bears
so
covered in their own shit.
They're cute and cuddly.
Yeah, they are. They're really never
when
that
they're
white.
Brown
they're
shit.
Never white and black,
yeah,
dude.
I know.
They're covered in their feces.
Was it one of those red ones?
No.
Oh, the red pandas?
No.
It wasn't one of those cool little red ones?
They are feces brown.
The pandas are so lame. The snake leading into the panda exhibit stole the show.
Far superior.
What kind of snake?
I forget what kind of snake.
It was like a viper from like a 300 square foot patch on the side of a mountain in China. Like, it was like there's no other viper. It's like they only live in this one spot.
Yeah, what happened was they just
kind of
chilled
cool?
there. And they said as the
it just laid there.
Formed throughout millions of years, the snakes never moved. So they evolved as the mountain was being formed. And that's why they're the only like a species of that type of snake.
They did not roll in their own feces.
I'm sorry. I know panda bears. Like
I don't even think snakes poop.
Oh, yeah, they do. I used to have snakes.
They have big poops. Reptile Keptile here.
There's a snake in my boot.
They poop in water, correct?
No, they have huge poops.
Yeah, because like those desert rattlers, they got to poop somewhere, right? Everybody poops.
Where does it come from?
What do their poops look like?
Yeah, they do.
They're in the anal. You find the ass on a snake.
And their piss is actually hard.
I've seen tons of snakes.
Wait, their piss is hard? Their piss comes out in like a powder, like a little powder bowl.
That is cool.
It's kind of like a plane where they freeze your shit.
It's like
and
attached.
Piss.
Yeah, it's attached to the poop, so it comes out like combo pack.
So they shit and pee at the same time.
That's their.
That happens
mode.
After
You're
all.
Just talking about poop.
That's a long night of drinking right there.
No, it's
they're getting it done
attached.
One time. One and done.
That's their form of piss.
That's cool.
They do have big poops though.
I'm just saying that I get out of the ferocity level, it's going to go like a polar bear and then like a grizzly bear.
Kodiak grizzly.
Yep. And then like.
I'm putting grizzly ahead
North
of
North American grizzly.
No, polar bear is number one.
Well, there's Kodiak grizzly, North American grizzlies.
Kodiaks are crazy.
Kodiaks are way bigger.
And I get Which that pandas the at the Alaskan bottom of that ones? List, but when it comes to cute and cuddly bears, the panda's going to take it.
Have you seen a baby grizzly cub? Way better than any panda.
Baby panda.
Way better than baby panda.
Little brown bears are pretty cute.
But baby pandas
can't even see for weeks. They're little blind bears.
Is that an Asian racist joke?
Whoa.
Because I'm slandering another group, huh?
I love Sharpays.
Also, pandas.
Oh, that's true.
Pandas eat bamboo.
Perfect.
Yeah, Lame. That stuff grows rapidly. If they did it, it would overtake the earth.
It's green, you know.
Technically,
it's
they're saving us.
But bears are omnivores. Yeah. They're closer to us than this
Wait,
panda
so,
bear.
Wait, so what
that's
are they eating?
They eat their own cubs.
Pandas do?
Oh,
grizzlies
so that's got to be the fiercest.
Grizzlies will eat their
There's
own cubs.
There's nothing worse than doing that.
Fish Wait. Eat their own eggs.
Fun so fact. Groundhogs will rape and eat their babies.
Oh, God.
At the same time?
Whoa, no way.
They rape them first, then they eat them.
Oh, God.
And no wonder, how are they not on welfare?
Why do we give them a day? That animal should not get a day. Its own national day.
Oh, wait, I meant prairie dogs. Sorry, prairie dogs.
God, there's another thing.
Sorry to the groundhogs.
Not that it makes it any better.
No, I mean...
Fun facts.
Groundhog lovers. Fuck you guys.
Prairie dogs.
Son of a bitches.
Well, speaking of these pandas, as Justin mentioned, I did send out a tweet and was liked by some Panda Global PG shout out. I tweeted out maybe zoos can get white pandas now and not shit brown pandas, also shorter lines, as the giant panda is no longer endangered.
Hashtag F pandas.
So...
That's
I mean,
good.
Not...
We brought them back to sustainable
levels. But what about
levels?
Like polar bears?
But here's...
Those don't ever have poop on them?
Well, what's cool like about polar bears is their skin's actually black.
Yeah, and their hair is transparent.
No, I've seen a polar bear. It's definitely not black.
No, it is.
No, underneath their hair.
It's not.
They have
but
hair.
But that's fine.
They're not fur.
What? Okay, really? So they have I'm white sure. hair.
Yeah, but their pigment, their skin is actually black.
But if you just said it's clear...
No, that's their hair.
Yeah.
But then wouldn't it be black? They're,
I don't
would
think
show
it,
up black.
It reflects the snow or something. Yeah. There's something about it.
So they're made of mirrors?
They have black stuff. They go in
Badass
the rocks.
Animal right there.
You know what? That's the fiercest one now, polar
Have you
bear.
Guys seen Thank Predator? That shit was mirrored too, man. I think it was badass. Again, I don't know.
No!
Anything that's stealth is black. Stealth bombers.
That's true.
SR-71.
Submarines.
Wait, SR-71 wasn't stealth. It was just too fast to be
Submarines are black.
Yeah.
Huh. There's got to be other things, too.
That are black?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a black car, but it wasn't stealth.
It wasn't?
Was Knight Rider stealth?
Yeah.
He was black.
Yeah, he was.
That's true.
But the voice, I think, was white.
Blue Thunder, the helicopter, was not black. It was blue.
Ooh, but the stealth helicopter.
A-team van, black.
Black.
Yeah.
That wasn't really stealthy, though. They came in loud every time.
Loud and proud.
Badass. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a fan of the polar or the panda bear.
You have to be.
Okay.
True.
Would you rather have a bear that eats leaves and bamboo or a bear that snags fucking salmon out of
the
rapids
bamboo
as
one,
it's going
the
up a waterfall?
This is what it comes down to. If I'm going to let my kids hang out with a baby cub, it's going to be a panda.
Then you're
if
a bad
I'm gonna
parent.
Get, what?
Why
well,
are
we established that way long ago. But if I need somebody to watch my kids, like as a protector, I'm getting a polar bear.
Why not call this bear?
I don't know. Well, actually, I did call this bear to watch my kids. Biggest mistake of my life.
Never happened.
What did you do to his kids?
Nothing. He was texting the wrong person.
Wrong bear. I was texting our bear instead of a polar bear.
Okay. Grizzlies are so badass in California, they don't even have them anymore because everyone wanted to kill them. They're that badass.
If they got killed, they're not very badass then, are they?
Humans have guns. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Bears have teeth and claws.
We kill a lot of things.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, boy.
It's got deep.
I know.
Big gulps, eh?
Well, too bad you're not slaying over there.
Oh, yeah. We do need a...
Oh, yeah. Alley-oop. That a you know, boy.
We're going to need, like, another song. You got to reach out to your DJ buddy, our official sound maker. We need,
DJ Katz.
DJ Katz. We need a song for our Matt Tinder updates. Tinder so every time. Time we get a Tinder update, we can play that song.
Okay. I think I have a solution for that. I think we should have Matt sing a slow jam playing his ukulele.
Ooh.
Oh, geez.
Maybe learn the chords to like some kind of sexy.
Like Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You?
I was thinking, I Believe in Miracles.
Or Marvin Gaye.
Let's get Marvin it on. Jackson. Oh, yeah. Do Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. Deep voice.
I don't even know the lyrics.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on.
Get it on.
See, perfect.
And all then right. Put a ukulele behind that? That's a. That's a panty dropper.
Awful. I've imagined there's not too many ukulele players floating around.
I will show you after podcast, and I might even tweet out ukulele with a talk box.
Oh.
Badass.
I don't know if that's the word I'd use to describe it.
Are you...
That's what it sounds like.
What was that?
That's what the talk box sounds like.
Peter Frampton style.
Like I do. All right.
You made me run into my mind.
We don't need a sound effects machine. I swear to God. He's like our human translator. Mm-hmm. When talking.
What? Oh, yeah. Speaking of wind talking, this could be a whole podcast, but a Navajo wind talker that was from World War II just died this week. There's only about 20 left, they say. He was 95 years old, and he actually served in the war and did great things. He had tons of medals. Can't rattle them all off because I don't have it in front of me, but. I did read that this week.
We are losing our WW2 veterans.
Respect to that man.
They're almost all gone.
But a lot of them are.
Yeah, it was crazy. Generation.
It's getting close.
It was crazy because his brother, who is Navajo, was like 101 and died like 3 days before him.
Really?
But since he served in the European theater, he did not speak his native tongue during World War II.
Was he able to speak his...
So wind talking only happened in the Pacific theater against the Japanese.
So we kept him in the European in case, you know, we lost all the ones in the Pacific. We had one in our back pocket we could pull out. And like, boom, we still got one.
You need two.
That's true. Yeah. You'd be talking to yourself.
That's true. And they said that no country.
We just ship him back and forth. I'm like, receive the message. Send it back.
Wait, what'd you say, man?
I believe the article said no country had... figured out a way to break the Navajo code until it was declassified in like 1968.
Well, we learned turtles tank.
Yeah, turtles but no.
Yeah, isn't that what they called the?
What does that mean?
No, that's how they referenced it to them, but then they spoke it in their native tongue.
Yeah.
So it's more like check.
That means there's a tank coming.
No, that's not what it sounds like.
I'm damn it.
Sure. It means Christian Slater. Relay it back to Nick Cage, and Nick Cage will get it back. Too bad Christian Slater got killed, but.
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen Wind Talkers?
No.
Spoiler.
I was going to watch it.
Oh, spoiler. You're about 13 minutes late.
I mean, there's no need now.
What? No, that's not even...
I haven't seen it. I know that he died.
When he dies, that's not even important. He's not a main character.
That's what you're telling me now. It could be.
If I would have told you something about Christian Slater in an interview with the vampire, that would have been a
problem. I haven't seen that either, so don't talk about it.
You're lying on that one.
I haven't seen that.
Wait, I thought it was Tom Cruise in that show.
Yeah.
He is.
And Val Kilmer.
And Val... No, it's not Val.
Is that Val?
No.
You just said it was Christian Slater, so it's obviously
no,
Christian
Slater.
No,
he's the one interviewing the vampires.
Okay, well, don't talk about it because I haven't seen it yet.
And then it's got like Drew Barrymore.
You only get till next podcast, then we're talking about it. We're going to talk about a 30-year-old movie.
Yeah, I hope we don't talk about that.
Don't talk about it, guys. I'm asking, seriously.
Okay, done deal.
Don't talk.
All right, back to the Tinder update.
Yeah, here we go.
Tinder.
Woo. So with the Tinder, I think I might be deleting it pretty soon.
No way. You didn't even do anything on there besides get a bunch of girls' hopes up.
I got a date. I might even have a date tonight, actually. But
what?
Pamela Anderson and her five friends?
No, I found a girl that has the same interests as me.
What is that?
Yeah, what are those?
Stargazing
at a high school.
She's into a foundation of a man. And she likes.
Wait, that's what you're into too?
No, I'm into a foundation of a woman. So like the long term, looking long term.
Like the breast cancer foundation, or what foundation are we talking about here?
The Shook Foundation. You can donate.
Oh,
don't donate. Right,
so what are her hobbies? What's her hobbies?
Dude, I haven't gotten that far. I actually met her last night.
You met her last night?
We have so much in common. I don't know what it is.
I just know it's gonna be good.
What about her? Like, what was the...
She just hit it off. She seems loyal.
Where'd you meet her last night? Tell me you didn't take her to a field.
I didn't meet her in person.
Jesus Christ. So you didn't meet her.
She's loyal via her text messages.
Met her on Tinder.
What does that mean?
Her text messages seem super loyal.
Really?
Yeah. She was like talking about all this loyalty and long term. I'm like, she's like a good girl. So take her out for a date and I think she'll be the one.
Where was the date at?
Not yet. It's happening.
We're not going to a football field, right?
They're still in negotiation.
No, we're not going to a football field.
Speaking of dates, my wife and I were driving back from sushi, and the double date is no longer a possibility. Gunther's is gone. Or, I mean, not Gunther's, Leatherby's.
Gunther's?
What?
What double date are you referring to?
This was one that Wireless Freak was trying to help Shook with.
Yeah, the Russian girl.
Wait, I thought you were on a double date.
Yeah.
No, he was going to do the double date. Remember, if it didn't go smooth at the ice cream parlor, he wouldn't go on to stage two.
Yeah, it was a
stupid. Oh, no, I was thinking double date, like two people. Couples.
Yeah, so no, I meant like double
that's
date.
A double header.
Wait, what?
That's two events in one day.
No, that's two dates back to back.
No, that's just one date. It's just one multiple date, stages.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That works better.
So it's not possible anymore because I didn't realize, but Leatherby's is gone.
Well, not all, are
I
they
didn't
all
know
gone?
That.
No, but the one that's.
The prime time location one's gone.
Yeah.
Arden one?
No, that's not the prime time.
Wait, yes it is.
No, the primetime one was in Citrus Heights.
No, the Arden one is the one that I grew up
in. The original one, I think, is Citrus Heights.
I don't know.
Really? Either way, Shook. So what's the deal?
What's the plan for your date? Let's hear it.
What are we doing?
We'll help you out right now.
The go-to lately has just been frozen yogurt.
Big Froyo,
spoon,
huh? Yeah.
Big spoon.
You can't really go wrong. You just get
do
nice
you pay?
Yeah,
better.
Good.
Yeah, but what if she's into other thing? Like, what if she's like, it's cool, I got this one. What happens then?
Actually, that happened last time. She was like, no, yeah. I was like, no.
What if she can't eat sugar?
She's lactose intolerant.
Yeah, lactose intolerant.
Oh, usually they tell you that before you go to Froyo. They're like, they don't tell you that when you get there.
You're like, that shit gives me the shits.
I'm like, sorry. Not my problem.
Oh, it would be
your eat it right in front of her.
You'll never get that far for it to be a problem.
Actually, now that I think about it, that may be a...
Yeah, that could be
if
a
I
big
takes
problem.
The Gom's advice and root around back there.
Oh, no.
No.
Maybe.
The Gom is showing his head. He's not even here.
So she probably roots around back there on him.
Bad advice from the Gom.
That's pink eye.
Yeah. What is that, foot and mouth disease or whatever?
Butt and mouth disease.
That's sick.
That's all I'm going
to get. So Froyo, what happens if Froyo goes good? Where do you go from there?
Well, I was going to go to the field, but...
Oh, God.
Go there.
But
Stop going there.
There's always a movie you can catch. Yeah. It's in the mall, so...
Movies are acceptable.
Wait, where? You take her to a football field in the mall?
We have a new mall. It has a movie theater, and there's...
In a field?
No, the field...
Oh, this is two different things. Okay.
The field's somewhere else.
The field is, like, plan one.
See, I don't like football. I don't like movies, though, on...
Neither do I, but...
Yeah, yeah. You can't talk.
Exactly.
It's a terrible day.
Unless it's a drive-in.
Yes.
Now, I think a drive-in would be cool because it's retro, and I bet you, like... All the chicks in your age probably have never even been to a drive-in.
Yeah. It's actually a pretty popular thing.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
It's still pretty popular.
Well, yeah, because like 20 people can go for the same price as one.
If you sneak a man.
That was you.
Yeah.
We're trying to get him to go on a date there. He's not putting 20 dudes in his car with one chick.
Pass up on that movie theater, though. Don't do that. It's just like awkward for an hour and a half.
That is.
I mean, you can walk
it's too soon to hold hands.
Yeah.
You don't. True. Yeah.
Well, it's
you know
never too soon to hold hands. I'm letting you know that right now, Vaughn. You meet a classy woman.
Really?
Don't hesitate. Hold that hand.
Immediately?
Immediately. Bring her in close.
Good to know. Thank you, sir.
You're saying grab hands?
Fuck yeah.
Now
second
you know
you'll be fucking.
You know,
save it for the third. Get be class A.
You know why he goes to the movie theater, right? Old popcorn trick. Put a hole in the bottom.
Oh
no,
she
no.
In the popcorn.
Yeah, I bet
she doesn't notice his till the very bottom and goes, "Oh, I'm leaving."
I bet you had to pull out the large out of the trash can so you get a free refill too. That's probably what you did.
What does that have to do with putting your junk in the popcorn?
That's what you did when you pulled the junk move. You had to pull large out.
Justin Timberlake did it.
Well, you only need the kid's side, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, but you got to worry about that straw. Ouch.
Then the kernels are in the teeth.
Oh, God.
This is why date movies or dates are
not a good idea. Not a great idea.
Right, it's like Vaughn,
a month in.
Vaughn, give us your go. Well, your go-to is coffee.
Right? I like talking. Talking's the best.
Yeah.
You can do that at coffee.
Frozen yogurt.
And you have that caveman schedule. You sleep all kinds of rest, so you can stay up all night chit-chatting. Yeah. See? You got to get on Vaughn's level.
I'm a night person,
too. I don't like frozen yogurt, though. That's not my thing. It's too new.
See,
I wouldn't do frozen yogurt.
It's too predictable.
So let's say if you were on a date, Vaughn, coffee goes good. Do you... Call it there and set up a second one, or do you do something better?
No, just toss out something weird. Like, hey, you want to go paintballing?
Jesus.
Just toss that out there.
What if she says yes?
Then she's super cool.
You know she's down.
Yeah. And then you don't go paintballing. Or do you go paintballing?
We're going to go paintballing.
Okay.
That's yeah.
expensive, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on love.
He can. It's not in Chico.
Just... Yeah, like, or,
I'm sure.
It's whatever the gas costs to get to Chico. That's the price of the maximum.
If I ain't got a gift card, we ain't going there, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No wonder you're still single.
I wouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah.
Edit that.
Yeah, so, right so paintball.
Toss out something wild, though.
Driving range.
No?
Nah. Mini golf.
Billiards.
I probably wouldn't go mini golf.
Too generic.
But, I don't know. No.
So paintballing's the only one.
So
just toss out something just different that you wouldn't normally do.
But wait, how about going to a pet store to pet puppies?
That's totally cool. That's a good one.
Puppy petting.
Let's say it's like 10 o'clock and there's nothing really open. What do you do?
Everything's still open at 10 o'clock
at night. At night,
no. You say let's go paintballing. She's like, yes, let's go do that. You say, damn it, I would just look. They're all closed, but laser tag's open right now.
Boom, got
we're
it.
Going to do laser tag.
Yeah.
Hagen
can't
Oaks
pet
is open 24/7. Take her to the driving range.
You can golf.
I mean, that's not.
Oh,
bad.
Actually, you know what? Top Golf would be a good date.
Yeah.
I think
that'd
be cool. I think it is open.
Is
it's
it?
Open now.
I think so.
Yeah, there's
we got to do an MBD podcast.
I'm saying, just toss out
to
something that if she's into it, and I'm just saying if she likes you, she'll go do it.
Yep. He's after,
and I'm in the 100%.
Because
if I'm going out with someone, I'm obviously gonna like her. If that second part comes up, and if someone says yes to something odd that I just toss out, like totally totes in.
You tell her, let's go watch the sunrise in San Francisco.
Oh,
that's
a good one.
Bad.
That's a good one.
Yeah. You do know that doesn't happen, right?
Yeah,
that's
true.
The sun doesn't rise on the west.
But being on the beach when the sun rises.
Well, I see what you did there.
But,
yeah.
But being
you just
on the beach.
That out there, she's down.
Yeah.
Then you drive to San Francisco.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, we didn't watch the sunrise. We got to stay here all night now to watch the sunset. Boom.
And by the way, I just booked this room by Trivago.
If she's into it, she'll do it. That's just,
that's a good tip.
Yeah.
What if you're feeling like, I just want to kind of.
Then just go.
You think it'd be a good move?
Then you say you got coffee breath and you got
to
go.
I don't think there's any point to goof around. There's no need to play any games.
Yeah.
Either like someone or you don't.
You just drop the mic, walk out.
It's really. Yeah.
Pay the tab. It was nice meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can get me a job later in life. But until then, we part as friends.
Yeah.
Good move.
Enough? So no field, right? The field is gone.
Don't
field
do
is dead.
That.
I think that'd be
don't
good.
Go anywhere that's really dark and you're by yourself.
That's a good move later on, though. Go stargazing. That's a
cool
date when you're dating.
On like a month in, once you're already DTF.
I think that's a good date, though.
Just don't go to a field. Like, do it in, I don't know, go to somewhere else that's not a field.
Like an exploratorium.
How about a planetarium?
Yeah,
an
exploratorium. Or yeah.
Like, just but drive then, up to Placerville yeah. and go up top and you find a mountain.
Yeah.
You're don't, still down a yeah, dirt road
like something
or something,
like Potsy and Fonz used to do. Yeah. They used to take them to Smooch
Make
Point.
Out Hill?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know, something
there,
like
there
that.
There is one in your area. I know where it's
don't,
at.
I
know where
don't.
Too. No, you don't.
Just
yeah,
don't.
No, you don't.
Don't yeah, walk to fields. Don't go anywhere where you have to walk a little bit and then be by yourself.
Take her bass fishing.
Right?
At night. You say you catch the most bass at night.
Oh, catfishing.
Yeah.
Do you do if that at night?
Yeah, that's okay. A bad thing.
You like that, right? Yeah. You're into that,
and
right?
And she's down to put some chicken liver on her hook? No. You know.
Are you into fishing?
Man, that's a classy girl.
So you like fishing. So if you just went to, let's say you went to Frozen Yogurt, and it was 8:30 at night, and you were just like, hey, you know, that was pretty fun. What do you think about a little bass fishing? And she went, I like that. Let's go do it.
Then cool. If you go catfishing.
You would slam it home.
Dude.
Yeah. Get,
she come
the,
with
get
you?
The gear.
Does she come with you home?
You have the gear with you just in case.
Well, yeah.
You gotta, I think you got to bring
it. It's true. You get then, a truck like Justin.
Yeah,
over
I need
here.
A truck because the Corollas doesn't fit the poles. It's in the way. And it'd be
your poles don't break in half?
No.
Lay them along the back seat.
They're 7 feet.
Diagonal.
Russian?
Back left
to
front
smaller
right.
Pool.
Back left to front right.
I mean, they're long. Then she's going to know you're fishing, though.
Yeah.
Fishing but if you go catfishing.
Okay, don't put them in the Corolla. Go back to your sweet pad that you have. Go right. Back there. Grab your belongings.
Dude, he does have like a beach entry pool.
So
yeah.
Does she come with you, though?
Yes, because you have to get your things.
Okay.
Don't make it weird.
Or you
it's not weird.
You'll overthink
hey,
it.
Just, can you just wait around the corner while I go to this place?
You
like,
stay
don't
right
do
here.
That.
I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
My roommates
maybe.
Are sleeping.
No, you need to make a contraption for the bike. You'll just have to get a little red bandana on the back. So no
oh,
one
no,
runs
go
into
up.
You.
If you go up, you don't need it, right? No,
well, you would need a. You would need a.
The little
a, you would still
flag,
need a flag
on the top.
Okay.
To
so, but yeah, he just mounts it to the top like the cops have their ARs, right? Just put it right there.
Yeah.
We're
that's
in.
Not bad.
You can do it on the
mount the tackle box inside the in the bags.
That'd be a good sell a device to sell. Carry your poles on your bike.
Don't worry about selling. We're trying to get you laid here, dude.
Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about the money, man.
Hence why you're still a virgin.
Anyways.
Remember the big V in your forehead?
That's a landing strip for vagina.
Your forehead? That's why you're doing it wrong.
Well, they come in from up here.
the other head goes down there.
From the top.
Oh, no.
Down.
He's like, well, it starts on the back and rolls to the front.
Sorry I never showed you those life lessons, dude. My fault.
All right.
Toss it out there, man. Find something else you're into.
Nope, Vaughn's right.
I'm sure she wants to do it.
Throw it random.
And if she does it.
Off the wall, and you know she's into you then.
I'm pretty bad at spontaneous things. Like that. I'll start thinking of stuff.
Are you kidding me? You have fun facts out of your ass.
I can pull fun facts all day, but I can't pull out activities.
So, sub fun facts into cool things to do.
Yeah. That's true.
I think that people should tweet at the MBD show ideas for random spontaneous things for Matt to do.
That's true.
Fun fact, do you have basketball shoes with you? Because we could go get a game of twos at the park.
That's right.
Ooh,
just toss that
could,
out there, and then if she has shoes, you're like, whoa, no
that's
way.
True. Yeah, play catch, something like that. That'd be good.
Yeah.
No. It has to be basketball. Don't take a chick to go play football.
And you need
baseball.
To play that
2-1-2
D that I invented.
Oh, no. We're not playing. Well, it depends on if she's on his team or against him.
If you could get a girl that runs twos with you, though.
Oh, man. Yeah. Beast mode.
Yeah.
That was a good advice, but
keep doing what you're doing, though. It sounds like it's working.
It's working great for you.
Just keep thumb warning.
It's important that I bring these ideas to this date because I got to seal the deal with this one.
Oh, yeah. It's tonight, so you haven't done much planning.
But it will more than likely be tonight because she's a spontaneous person. She asked me last night, actually, to go, but I was like, yo, I got to work at 5 a.m. I can't be out that late.
Damn.
I need my 9 hours.
That is true.
You were not at work
at
5 a.m.
work at 5 a.m.
Well, I wake up at 5 a.m.
What?
But
you don't even get
so
to work
then
till
you,
8.
Wait, hold on. So then you started off your relationship with a lie?
No.
Yes.
At least you got it out of the way, though.
Instead of waking up
broke
at
5.
Everyone starts with one lie.
Instead of waking up at 5.
But that's not true.
Other dudes
you
are like,
work at 5.
I'm rich.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm hung
you
like a racehorse.
Lied to me, dude.
Well, I didn't want to say
I
wake up
at
5.
You know what it was he didn't want to put down that Rocket League update.
Because we were demolishing last night.
That was true, actually.
We were 1-0. After you guys left, we crushed it.
Yeah.
Yep. We won 3-2.
Am I the weak link?
You watched Thursday Night Football and then played games right after.
I went to bed, and then Vaughn was like, "You can sleep when you're dead." And I was like,
"Oh yeah, he did tell me that was touching before you jumped on."
I was like, "You know what?
That's you can
damn true turn my Xbox
that's what I'm
on
saying.
And I got on
sleep when you're dead." Yeah.
So I've been nagging you for like a year and a half now that you oversleep. You need to go out and enjoy your youth while you have it. Vaughn says you can sleep when you're dead, and it's like, oh, it all clicks. Magic. That's amazing. What an epiphany I just had. I've never heard that before.
Well, it was like Rocket League, sleep. I can sleep when I'm dead.
Have you never heard that before?
I've heard it, but when Vaughn says it, it just meant a
it's
lot
like
more to me.
Words from God, right?
Basically.
Okay, wink. Cool. You got to bless you, my holy child, or whatever they do.
Sleep when you're dead. That's a Hunter Martinez one right there.
All right. I think we don't got any more topics. You guys have anything to say?
I'm good.
It's a pretty long episode.
Wait, hold on. I'm just kidding.
Gosh, I was on the edge of my seat.
Just waiting for that topic.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Guys, don't forget, you can actually follow us on the Apple podcast app, right?
Yeah, we're on the Apple iTunes Store. We're on the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
The Twitter. We're on the Twitter.
We're on Twitter. We got a website.
SoundCloud.
TheMBDShow.com.
Podcatcher.
We're on some weird other podcast things, too. So if you search for The MBD Show, you will probably find us.
You will find us. I'm Brandon at The Cougar Bait.
Justin at Wireless Freak on Twitter.
David at Bear the Terror.
I'm Vaughn. I'll see you.
And I'm Matt at Shook Knight. Thanks for listening, everybody.